a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Friday, the third day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 30 degrees.
Temporary slowdowns northbound I-15 in Clearfield. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with a developing story on KSL News Radio. The Labor Department will release the March jobs report in about 30 minutes.
It's expected to break a decade-long streak of job gains. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest now from New York.
Lewis saw it coming. When the virus took hold, he had been working for an accounting firm here in Manhattan that services startups.
They don't have an established business yet. They got to cut expenses. So how's the firm going to be paying us?
He was laid off, a dual casualty of the economic crisis and the health crisis.
My mom had the virus.
She's better after 2 weeks quarantine in the house. But Lewis will be included in the monthly unemployment report.
It's difficult. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm hopeful that we'll make it back. We'll make ends meet again.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
We will have live instant analysis of that March jobs report moments after it's released by the Labor Department. Zions Bank VP of Consumer and Public Policy, Robert Spendlove, will join us as he always does live at 6:35 here on Utah's Morning News.
Not every industry is shedding jobs these days. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, while March will likely see historic job losses, critical industries are scrambling to find workers. California Governor Gavin Newsom says healthcare, logistics, agriculture, and grocery stores are in dire need and asked the unemployed to step up.
We get you off unemployment insurance, or if you haven't gone on, make sure you don't have to go on.
The new jobs would likely be temporary until lost jobs return. It could take up to 20 weeks for the IRS to get stimulus checks to some people. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says those with direct deposit get the money mid-April, but the IRS can only send out about 5 million checks a week.
In this environment, we don't want people to get checks. We want to put money directly into their account.
Checks will be sent to the lowest income people first. The White House considering recommending Americans wear face masks outside to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It's already the rule in Los Angeles, where Mayor Eric Garcetti asks,
we use non-medical grade masks and not take the ones that are reserved for our first responders.
New York is also telling residents to use face covers. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the FDA is easing restrictions on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. The pandemic has caused a dangerous drop in the blood supply, and HIV screening is much improved over when the ban was first put in place. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson is calling for a statewide stay-at-home order.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, a few counties now have stay-home orders in Utah, but Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says the coronavirus does not recognize county lines.
I fear that as cases increase, if we don't social distance in rural communities and other places, that those hospitals will be overwhelmed and lives will be lost.
A week ago, Governor Herbert directed Utahns to stay safe and stay home. His office says that direction should be enough. National media, though, pointing out that Utah is one of 12 states without a statewide shutdown or mandate. Some are almost at a lockdown level where you would be penalized for just leaving your home. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
People in Weber and Morgan counties are now under a stay safe at home order. The order came from Weber-Morgan Health Department. Residents are being told to stay at home as much as possible. Public gatherings not in a single household are prohibited. Any remaining public places like zoos, gyms, and museums all have to close. The ACLU of Utah is asking the state Supreme Court to release inmates and prisoners to protect them from coronavirus.
We are hoping that There will be a very quick release of as many people as possible.
Utah ACLU Legal Director John Mejia says inmates and prisoners are not able to comply with CDC guidelines. He says they're asking that those who have less than 180 days on their sentence be released to responsible people like a parent or a sibling. President Trump and Governor Gary Herbert are both getting boosts in their approval ratings due to the handling of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to continue our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Tim, as the nation continues to grapple with the deadly coronavirus pandemic, a majority of Utahns still approve of the way that President Donald Trump is doing his job. The latest Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll found that 57% of residents strongly or somewhat approve of the job that President Trump is doing. That's his highest rating so far this year in Utah. According to independent pollster Scott Rasmussen, that matches the dynamics of a national trend. In fact, according to the same survey, Governor Gary Herbert is becoming more popular as of late, too. His approval rating is up 10 points just since January. More than 8 in 10 Utahns say that they approve of how the state has responded to the coronavirus outbreak. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a New York City ER doc shares his video diary during a difficult week on the front lines. Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Got an injury crash in West Jordan on 70th South, a couple blocks east of the 3200 West intersection. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, now 6:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
I'm supposed to tell you why you should pick Whipple Service Champions for all your home plumbing, heating, air conditioning, indoor air quality, drain cleaning, electrical repairs, replacements, and maintenance. But that would be way too self-serving. Besides, you already know we are the emergency dispatch company, that our technicians are clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, highly trained, and that the Whipple family has been serving you for over 70 years. You know we roll out the red carpet and have been protecting you and your house with shoe covers since, well, before it was cool. I guess all I need to do is remind you to call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST. You even already know the number, 801-444-FAST, but did you know that our strict company-wide policy is to maintain a 6-foot social distance, wear fresh rubber gloves on each job, and to sanitize the work area, trucks, tools, and equipment. For pandemics, when you call today, we come today. I mean, for emergencies.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, a little bit more than that, we will have some jobs numbers to pass along to you and some instant analysis. So make sure you stay with us here on KSL. We are learning more about the battle against COVID-19 on the front lines at a New York hospital. An emergency room doctor created a video diary this week documenting his experiences at Mount Sinai Hospital.
Hi, my name is Matthew Bai. I'm an attending physician at the Mount Sinai Queens Hospital in the emergency department. I'm about to start my shift. It's just before 7 o'clock in the morning right now. Last night before I went to bed, we had over 60 patients waiting for a hospital bed in our emergency department with COVID-19. So I don't know what this morning is going to be like, but it's probably not going to be that much different than last night, meaning it's going to be a busy day. It's been tough to make things tougher. This morning, actually over the weekend, my wife and I decided that it would be safer for our family, for our 17-month-old daughter and my wife, to leave our apartment until this is over, since I'm in and out of this high-risk environment every day. I don't know how long it's going to be, but this morning when I left the house, I said goodbye to my wife and my daughter. For who knows how long, it's going to be several weeks probably before I see him in person again. So, I'm about to go in and pick up my personal protective equipment for the day and start my shift. We'll see how it goes today.
We will have more from Dr. Matthew Bai coming up at 6:15 on Utah's Morning News. He'll update his video diary from Mount Sinai Hospital during and after a difficult shift. KSL News 9 Now, 6:09. Let's get a look at the roads for you this morning. If you're already out and about, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're heading on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, you've got great traffic all the way to downtown, very light traffic. Yet we do have a crash out in West Jordan, 70th South, near 3200 West. It's just actually a couple of blocks east of that. And it does appear it's at least blocking westbound lanes, but it looks like it might be affecting both directions. Again, 70th South, 30th West, West Jordan. Eric?
Slow down spots in Utah County as we get rolling this morning. I-15 from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain on the northbound side. It's going to be about 24 minutes of drive time. Just remember, it's still a 60-mile-per-hour zone in Lehigh through the construction heading up to Timpanogos Highway. Heather?
For anybody traveling south out of Weber County trying to get into the Salt Lake Valley, but if you were northbound I-15, we did have some overnight lane restrictions. They've just been lifted, and there might still be a little bit of slowing going northbound through Clearfield, but that's to get ready for a lane shift that starts tomorrow. Everybody heading south will actually have to move over to the northbound side of the lanes if you're going through Clearfield. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need us. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center this morning. Let's see what's happening later this afternoon, the beginning of it looks like a very warm week.
Well, after a cool day on Thursday, we're going to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. We'll enjoy sunshine today, but as we work throughout the weekend, our next storm system is going to be moving in. So we'll go from sunny today to gradually getting cloudier throughout the weekend. But temperatures will gradually warm. In fact, today we're looking at highs in the mid-50s in many cases, and we'll hit 60s for the weekend. But storms return on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We are below the freezing mark, 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Looking forward to sharing more of this video diary that Dr. Matthew Bai at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York has put together, something that it sounds like he's going to be dedicated to do indefinitely here as the weeks go on. We'll dive into a little bit more of that in depth in part two in just a minute at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again, as always, for waking up and riding along with Utah's News Station.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future. I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/4abetterus.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit the shelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Well, it's nice to get some messages from those of you out there listening this morning, and we're grateful for you being on that side as well. When you can, do so safely. Reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, now 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the mayor of Salt Lake County wants Utah to have a full-on stay-home order. Right now, it is a directive for Utahns to stay home and stay safe. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Weber Morgan Health Department has issued a stay safer at home order. Any remaining public places like gyms or museums have to close.
Third, we've got an eye on your drive this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
Right now, we've got a crash out in West Jordan. It's at 70th South and 3200 West, affecting both directions. A lot of emergency vehicles on scene. It's got some injuries. Freeways, though, at this point, all at the speed limit other than a little stretch in Clearfield. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy and warmer for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's 30 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The March employment report will be released at the bottom of the hour, and ABC's Daria Albinger says it may be more precise to call it an unemployment report.
The March numbers may be disappointing, but Bankrate's Washington Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick says they shouldn't be a surprise.
It will give us what will likely be the first negative reading on jobs creation in many years, basically nearly 10 years.
And with millions of Americans out of work even temporarily because of COVID-19.
It will show that the unemployment rate will have risen from the record low of 3.5%.
And Hamrick says the April numbers will probably be a lot worse. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Beginning today, the government's Paycheck Protection Plan is set to launch. It'll provide small businesses with forgivable loans available to any business with fewer than 500 employees. With more than 6,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S., the concern is growing among healthcare providers like New York City Dr. Laura Usick. She protested Thursday for more personal protective equipment.
Every day when I go to work, I feel like a sheep going to slaughter. My colleagues and I are writing our last will and testament.
President Trump Thursday said he invoked the Defense Production Act to compel 3M to produce more masks. ABC's Matt Gutman has more on the risk to healthcare providers.
It's being called an epidemic within an epidemic. 20% of COVID-positive patients in Ohio and Minnesota are healthcare workers. In Boston, over 700 healthcare workers testing positive. They are exposed to the virus more than anyone else.
The Navy removed an aircraft carrier captain from command after he wrote a letter pleading for help due to a coronavirus outbreak on board the USS Roosevelt. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said,
I could reach no other conclusion that Captain Crozier had allowed the complexity of his challenge with the COVID breakout on the ship to overwhelm his ability to act professionally.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Looking forward to sharing more now. From Mount Sinai attending physician Dr. Matthew Bai, he recorded a video diary this week, and earlier he previewed what he was expecting during a difficult shift. Here's the portion of his diary during and after that long shift.
This is our ED. You can see all the rooms are filled. Usually these halls are very neat and empty. And now you can see there's patients everywhere because of this. It makes it very hard to work, and we're trying our best to treat everyone that we can. All these patients here, even though we're overflowing, we're trying our best to still provide them care, which we are doing. The patients have oxygen tanks if they need.
I just finished my shift. I was actually supposed to finish at 5, but there were a lot of things to do and patients to take care of. So it's 7 o'clock now and I'm finishing. I just took off my PPE. I don't know if you can see the marks from wearing my PPE all day, and my nose is a little red from the mask. But that's what we're doing to protect ourselves. It's been a tough day. The ED has been really full, and everyone's trying their best to give everyone the treatment that they need. I mean, I'm I'm tired. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to try to sleep, and then we'll be back tomorrow. I want to say that, I mean, the things that I see in the ER are scary. I'm a little scared myself. But it's good to see all these people coming in from all over, from other services in the hospital, from other areas in the nation, stepping in to help out. We had a couple providers that just started today that flew in from, one of them flew in from Wisconsin, and another one flew in from, I think, somewhere in the Midwest to help us staff this crisis in New York. So it's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be really tough, and it's only going to get tougher over the next 2 weeks.
Again, that is attending physician Dr. Matthew Bai from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. And we will hopefully continue to follow his planned video diary as he makes his way through this pandemic situation back there in the Big Apple. On the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
Crash out in West Jordan, 70th South, 30th West, both directions blocked by the emergency vehicles. Not a lot of traffic on 70th right now, but it's being rerouted, so you'll have to use 78th to get between 32 and 2700 West, or go up to 6200 South instead. Good traffic on I-15, though, and no problems coming out of Tooele on I-80. Eric?
Northbounders on the 215 eastbound, looking good getting up to Foothill Drive, and no problem on Foothill if you continue northbound. Heading out to the mountains, we do have some slow-moving vehicles heading up towards Parley Summit on both sides, eastbound and westbound, but really no major problems going out city this morning. I-15, Utah County, looking good. Heather?
We have delays northbound I-15 moving from Layton into Clearfield. Looks like we're still down to one lane as crews are trying to remove the barrels on a portion of that freeway. They have been doing some overnight road construction, getting ready for a lane shift that happens tomorrow morning. So right now, everybody's stopped right now as you come up from Antelope Drive and try to get into Clearfield, but hopefully that'll clear up very quickly. Everybody else moving at speed, especially if you're trying to go south into Salt Lake. This Easter, draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Experience Handel's Messiah Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Visit tabchoir.org/messiah for details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. It's time for us to see what that 7-day forecast looks like. But by midweek next week, we might be knocking on the door 70.
Lots of sunshine in the forecast for us today, and we're going to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. Yesterday, cool day, only a high of 44 degrees here in Salt Lake. Today, we're heading up to 53 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Saturday, up to 62, and Sunday, up to 65. Now, Saturday, we'll get a couple clouds back into the mix, and it'll be a little breezy. And yes, it's going to be that wind we normally get before the storm. You'll see storms roll back in on Sunday, and we'll have some scattered showers possible on Monday and Tuesday as well. But highs will stay in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And it's chilly this morning, 30 degrees downtown.
KSL News Time, 6:22.
It's so green?
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
We'll take care of you. It's much more than a catchphrase. It's how we make every decision for you, our members. Now, even more than ever, we stand by our promise that we'll take care of you, and we will take care of you. During this time of uncertainty, the health and safety of our members and employees are our top priorities. Golden West has many ways to serve our members who are limiting public contact at this time. All the expert services you've come to expect from Golden West are available through our easy-to-use online banking portal at gwcu.org or on our mobile app 24/7 and absolutely free. Membership applications, a free insurance quote, deposit accounts, and new loans with incredibly low rates can also be opened online or over the phone, all from the comfort of your home. And you can rest easy that your funds on deposit are insured by the NCUA. Let's work together to keep our community healthy and safe. Golden West Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church. Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives. Relying on dozens of true stories along with important doctrine taught in scriptures, this book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at Deseret Book, DeseretBook.com, and Deseret Bookshelf.
An ancient remedy gives hope to COVID-19 victims. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, now that so many Americans have recovered from COVID-19, their blood is being used as serum for those still sickened. Dr. Jeffrey Henderson of Seattle, among those who got better.
This is a way to make somebody immune, potentially, to a virus for a short period of time. And was used before there were vaccines.
The old-fashioned method of passing on immunity began this week in New York and Houston. It's called convalescent serum therapy and was used in the Spanish flu epidemic a century ago. It was ancient even then. Researchers say it's no magic bullet, but can boost those fighting the disease with an injection of antibodies from other people who won the battle. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Facebook says it will boost its small business grant program, adding $40 million to the program and creating new fundraising tools. Small businesses located in New York and Seattle will be the first to receive funds starting next week.
All right, let's see what's happening on the futures markets right now. After a pretty good day yesterday, we're down about 139 points on the Dow Jones Industrial. That's a little more than half a percentage point. The S&P is down 14.9, and narrow trading so far also on the NASDAQ off 46 points.
Anybody driving into work this morning, or are y'all working from home? We'll find out in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I want to take a moment to invite you at this strange and sometimes difficult time to join us for General Conference. KSL will be honored to bring you the 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're pleased to bring you sessions at 10, at 2, and this year, a very special session Saturday night at 6. Listen Saturday and Sunday to KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Coming up on 629, it's Triple Team Traffic, brought to you again by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic on I-15 is fine in the Salt Lake Valley. We've got a crash being worked on out in West Jordan, blocking both directions of 70th South at about 30th West in West Jordan. It's just east of the elementary school, and it looks like they'll reroute you through neighborhoods if you come up to it. So use 78th or 6200 South instead. Eric?
Utah County looks pretty good on State Street. Northbounders are having no problems. A little bit, a few more cars over in Orem at 800 North, but from Orem to American Fork, it's a pretty good move. Movement overall. Redwood Road traffic also in good shape heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Heather?
We have got delays. Northbound I-15 as you approach Antelope Drive in Layton, head all the way up to 700 South in Clearfield. This is due to construction. You've only got one lane available, so it is starting to cause delays, even though we have so few cars on the roadway right now. But the good news is everybody else moving along at speed, and there are no accidents reported. Meet your career goals in 2020. The University of Utah's MBA and executive education have day, evening, weekend, and online classes. Application fee waiver at utahmbaprograms.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out how warm it'll get today. Back over to you, Dan.
A good-looking day in store for us after a cool day with some scattered showers there midweek. We're finally going to warm our way back out of the 40s we saw yesterday into the 50s today, with 60s in store for the weekend. We'll also enjoy sunshine throughout the day today, but we'll feel the winds picking up as we hit the weekend, and we'll notice the cloud cover starting to roll in. Our next storm will arrive on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 30 degrees.
Right now, we got some slowdowns I-15 in Clearfield. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will look, sound, and certainly feel different this year.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene near Temple Square with more, Mary.
Amanda, this conference was already going to be different because of this invitation from President Russell M. Nelson last October.
I hope that every member and every family will prepare for a unique conference that will commemorate the very foundations of the restored gospel.
It is the bicentennial year of Joseph Smith's first vision in the Sacred Grove, and all church members are invited to a special Saturday night session about the restoration. But the rest of General Conference will look very different because of coronavirus. No tabernacle choir in the seats behind all the general authorities and officers of the church. No crowd of thousands in the congregation. Instead, a handful of people speaking and praying at each session will be there in one auditorium on Temple Square for the broadcast. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
All General Conference sessions, of course, will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special session Saturday night. Check us out online at kslnewsradio.com or just ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial Special that'll come your way Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Another gas refinery in our area will soon start producing cleaner fuel. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Yeah, man, cleaner advocates are calling this a big win for Utah. The new plan unveiled by Holly Frontier Corporation states that in roughly 6 months, they'll be producing Tier 3 gas at their Woods Cross refinery. That means they're going to become the fourth refinery in the state now to produce the cleaner gas, which reduces emissions by up to 80% for cars made after 2017. In a prepared statement, Governor Gary Herbert said that's like taking 4 out of 5 cars right off the road. We're grateful to Holly Frontier for investing in Utah's air quality. Right now, 6 gas station companies in Utah currently offer Tier 3 gas. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The ACLU is petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to release inmates to protect them from COVID-19. KSL TV's Brittany Tate has more.
ACLU officials tell me that a virus like COVID-19 could easily devastate the jail and prison populations here in Utah. They believe that these inmates should be released back into the public right now if indeed they only have less than 180 days remaining on their sentence or they're awaiting trial.
The petition came after an inmate at the Salt Lake County Jail tested positive for COVID-19.
We're following breaking news on the economy. A very bad March jobs report was just released. Sean Michael Lyle has the very latest in this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The Labor Department reporting 701,000 jobs lost in March. This after 113 straight months of increases. Unemployment goes from 3.5% to 4.4%. Utah's Morning News has instant analysis with Robert Spendlove of Zions Bank coming right up. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is creating a House Select Committee to investigate coronavirus response. She says it's for oversight of the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress.
The panel will root out waste, fraud, and abuse. It will protect against price gouging, profiteering, and political favoritism.
Republicans say the relief bill already established an oversight committee. Russia and Saudi Arabia signaling they may have reached a truce in their oil production battle. President Trump says he spoke with the Saudi crown prince and believes the two countries will cut production by 15 million barrels a day to support prices. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a global poll of doctors finds one-third find hydroxychloroquine the most effective treatment for COVID-19. However, Sermo found 23% of U.S. doctors were using the treatment, far less than the rest of the world. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And again, we have breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Labor Department has just released the monthly jobs report. More than 700,000 jobs were lost last month.
We have instant analysis now with Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy, Robert Spendlove, who joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Help us understand this number, Robert.
Yeah, this is it's not entirely unexpected when you look at what we've been seeing over the last few weeks with our unemployment insurance claims. So 2 weeks ago, we saw 3.3 million new unemployment insurance claims. And then just yesterday, we saw an additional 6.6 million uninsurance claims. So that's a total of 10 million new unemployment insurance claims. So this is just starting to reflect what we're seeing, which is a dramatic slowdown in the U.S. economy.
You know, any other time in our history, if we had these kinds of numbers, people would be in a major panic here. And these are bad, obviously. But if we look at it in the short term, how are these numbers digested right now, knowing that there's probably more bad news coming?
Yeah, this is bad. And what it feels like is it's like a natural disaster, and it's having the effect of shutting down effectively everything. But rather than happening in a small scale like in a community, it's happening nationwide, and it's really happening worldwide. And I expect that we will continue to see very large losses over the next few months. To put in perspective, during the Great Recession, we lost 8.7 million jobs over a 25-month period, and we're expecting that we could lose up to 15 to 30 million jobs by May. And so this is a dramatic impact.
How does the expected temporary nature of this affect it, Robert?
So that's the big struggle. It all depends on how effectively we can fight the coronavirus. If we can get the right supplies, if we can get the treatment, the virus, I mean, we need to be honest, the virus is going to be months away. But if we can affect those areas and do the testing and be able to isolate people correctly, we could return back to reopening of the economy and be able to have a quicker recovery. But the economy really is being driven by the virus response. The federal government is working very hard to address this. Just last week, they passed the $2 trillion CARES Act that goes to unemployment insurance, gives money to small businesses, to states, and to impacted areas. But we're just starting to see the impacts of that, and there's a lot of unknowns right now.
Boy, I just can't imagine being the president of the United States and having to, at some point, make that decision when we try and get people back into the workforce while you're watching how this pandemic is playing out. We appreciate your instant analysis this morning. Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy, Robert Spendlove, on the KSL Newsline.
We'll be back with a look at traffic and weather together coming up next.
Welcome to Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Ron MacArthur is with MacArthur Homes. And Ron, something that is important is that even with the coronavirus happening, people are still moving here and need places to live. Being a home builder, what is the current state of housing in Utah?
You know, at least anecdotally, sales are, you know, still strong. You know, our company, MacArthur Homes, for example, is about 30% ahead of our year-to-date sales. And other production builders I spoke to, you know, they're still on pace with their annual business plans as well. I spoke to one subcontractor last week. He said his phone hasn't stopped ringing since Friday, March 20th. So things still are in, you know, at a good pace.
What do you think will happen in light of everything that's going on right now, both short-term and long-term?
It's a great question. You know, the home building industry here in Utah is full of small business owners. You know, we live here, we work here, raise our kids here. We're not going anywhere. We want what's best for the community, both now and in the future. So right now, we are following all the guidelines for safety and doing what the government's encouraged us to do. But at the same time, we're working to build homes for our Utah families. They need places to live now, and they'll need them in 6 months and a year from now. Fortunately, for the most part, our trade contractors work in small numbers, often only two or three at a time in an entire house. So social distancing is easily accomplished for us, and much of the work is outside.
What advice do you have for other small and independent businesses right now?
To take on the risk of owning and running any small business, you have to be an optimist, I think. We each choose how we respond to circumstances, and I think that's up to us. I really like some advice I heard last week on TV from a woman living in northern Italy through all this. She counseled us to choose faith over fear, peace over panic, and look for ways to be kind. That's what we're working on at MacArthur Homes.
Thank you very much, Ron MacArthur with MacArthur Homes. And this has been Alta Banking, brought to you by Alta Bank.
KSL News Time is a little past 6:39. Let's get a look now at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Andy?
Amanda, one crash. It's out in West Jordan, 70th South, about 30th West, and it is affecting both directions. Traffic at the 3200 West intersection doesn't look like you can head west there. They'll force you to turn on to 3200 West itself. I-15, full speed limit, no problems. Same story out of Tooele on I-80, 21st South as well. Eric?
Got some good speeds right now in Utah County, northbound from Payson, Santa Quinn, all the way up through American Fork and Lehigh. And out on Redwood Road, northbound traffic going up to 2100 North, or the Port of Rock will turn off. You got no troubles there. Heather?
Good news for those of you in Davis County. All the barrels have been lifted off of northbound I-15 around Antelope Drive. That had been causing quite a bit of delay this morning, but that's cleared up now, so everybody's moving at speed. Whether you're on I-15 northbound or southbound, US 89 and Legacy Parkway. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest style and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We begin the warming trend today, and Dan Guthrie's got a look at it.
Well, after some cool times midweek, it's time to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. Today we'll be looking at sunny skies with temperatures topping out at 53 degrees here in Salt Lake City, and then we'll keep that alive for the weekend. In fact, 60s for Saturday and Sunday. It is going to get breezier, though, and it's going to get cloudier. Our next storm system will arrive during the day on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Really is.
And right now it's 30 downtown. So sorry.
That's all right. I was just going to say it's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise, 62 and 65 for highs for a conference weekend. I think we deserve that, don't we?
Indeed, we do. A nice weekend would be nice. Coming up in just a moment on KSL, we'll hear from Matt Gutman. Let's see what he's going to be talking about. Oh, a concern about doctors and nurses who spend their days around patients and then come home. The worry about them testing positive for coronavirus. We'll hear more from Matt Gutman in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
For over 100 years, we've been building relationships with legendary customer service. Relationships that help our customers achieve their goals. Now, as Alta Bank, we're continuing that tradition for one reason: to be the resource you need for powering your financial success. Our name has changed, but our commitment hasn't. Learn more at altabank.com.
Help with working at home is just a click away. USU Huntsman's Home Team Podcast is on huntsmanmba.com and KSL Podcast. Join the home team.
I want to take a minute and tell you about another fantastic Honda vehicle, this time the 2020 Honda Pilot. And by the way, thanks to Brandon at Ken Garf Honda Downtown for letting us play with this one. Comfortably seats 8 with multiple seating configurations. If you have a big family and your family loves to spend time together in the outdoors, this is the SUV to get you there, the 2020 Honda Pilot. And of course, it comes with all of the creature comforts you would expect, including the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration. If you haven't already done so, take the Pilot for a test drive.
We sure appreciate our Honda dealers, our local Honda dealers, including Blaine at Young Auto Mall in Logan, who let us have a chance to drive the 2020 Honda CR-V, which is the smaller of the two SUVs, but has all of the creature comforts that you want, like the tri-zone climate control. There's nothing like that. So I can be one temperature. My husband can be one temperature. Kids in the back can be a different temperature because that's what we need. You got to check out this Honda CR-V.
And the more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Have you ever had your kid job shadow you? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I got my boy Gavin with me today.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gavin Wilson.
Easy, man. That's my line. Let me ask you a question, Gavin. Let's say you had a clogged sink or toilet. You know, water wouldn't drain down it.
Okay.
Let's say that you called a plumber out to unclog it.
Yeah.
If they couldn't unclog the drain, would you pay them?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
Because they didn't unclog it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why at Any Hour Services, if we can't unclog your drain, the visit's free.
How much do you charge to unclog a drain?
$43.
So to unclog a drain, it's $43, and if you can't, it's free?
That's right. Unclog any drain with normal access, $43 or it's free.
$43 or it's free?
$43 or it's free. This is a special for any homeowners listening. So if water's supposed to drain down it, Any Hour Services can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects with the city. $43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services for details at 801-443-7700. That's
801-443-7700.
Dude.
Any Hour Services. What?
That's my line.
Oh, my bad.
KSL News Time this morning, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, more than 700,000 jobs were lost last month, according to the March jobs report that was just released by the government. That ends about 10 straight years of monthly job gains.
Second, the ACLU is asking the Utah Supreme Court to release prisoners and inmates who have less than 180 days left on their sentences. There are concerns inmates can't follow CDC social distancing guidelines during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Third, keeping an eye on the drive for those of you making it this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're looking pretty good on the freeways now that the earlier lane restrictions and slowdowns have cleared up in Layton. Still waiting for a crash to be cleaned up 70th South, 3200 West in West Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy and warmer for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 30 degrees downtown.
And we continue to follow that breaking news. More than 700,000 jobs lost last month. The March employment report was released by the Labor Department about 15 minutes ago. The national unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Last month's actual job loss was likely even larger because the government surveyed employers before the heaviest layoffs hit in the past 2 weeks.
Nearly 10 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in the last 2 weeks of March, far exceeding the figure of any corresponding period on record. We spoke to Zions Bank Vice President Robert Spendlove moments after the report was released, and we'll have more of that conversation in a live report coming up in the 7 o'clock report on Utah's Morning News.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Concern is growing for all the doctors and nurses out there who spend their days surrounded by COVID-19 patients.
ABC's Matt Gutman says 140 employees at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston have tested positive. Boston.
Frontline health workers themselves are turning into patients at alarming rates. It's being called an epidemic within an epidemic. 20% of COVID-positive patients in Ohio and Minnesota are healthcare workers. In Boston, over 700 healthcare workers testing positive. They are exposed to the virus more than anyone else.
Every day when I go to work, I feel like a sheep going to slaughter. My colleagues and I are writing our last will and testament.
Experts say it's not just the frequency of exposure, but also that healthcare workers are exposed to larger doses of the virus as well.
When you get exposed to a virus, your immune system immediately starts mounting a response. At the same time, the virus starts spreading within the body. An outcome depends on which wins the race, viral spread or the immune response. When you start with a high dose of virus, it gives it a head start in the race.
Meaning the virus can overload the immune system of even the healthy. people like Frank Garbin.
And by then, his breathing was almost non-existent. And when their paramedics arrived, they tried to revive him for about 45 minutes.
Garbin wasn't just any COVID patient. The 60-year-old was an ER doctor, the first in the nation to die from COVID. His best friend, Deborah Lyons, on the phone when he passed.
He also knew exactly when he got it. He knew it was those four shifts that he had to use the same mask. He knew it.
What do we want? PPE!
Shortages in protective gear triggering protests in California and Kansas City. Nate is a nurse in New Orleans.
What are the biggest shortages you're seeing on the day-to-day?
I think we're short gowns, obviously, the disposable isolation gowns. The N95 mask. We're using masks for 5 to 7 shifts generally.
Reusing the same masks over and over. Masks are stored in those brown paper bags on those racks. But even when they do have proper protective gear, medical professionals can fall ill.
I did everything right and I still came up positive, so I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Yet still doctors and nurses are turning up every day. And despite all of that danger, volunteers are now turning out in droves. In California, New York, Colorado, over 120,000 retirees or people in other areas of medicine have volunteered, despite all of that danger, to join the fight against COVID-19.
Boy, how many times have we said it about our first responders, which in this case are the doctors and the nurses, that when others rush out, they're the ones rushing in. And here's another example of that this morning.
And bless them for the work they do. And I can't blame them for feeling like, you know, their lives are put on the line and we need to do better by them. The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:49, it's time for us to get another peek at how the commute is shaping up out there. If there's any problems, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. The only flashing lights I've seen on the UDOT cameras this morning, Andy, out there around Bangor Highway.
Yeah, it's in West Jordan, a few blocks east of Bangor, 70th south, about 30th west. For those of you who wanted to travel through that area, there's not a lot of traffic, to be honest, on the city streets in West Jordan right now. But if you do, they'll divert you to 6200 or to 7800 south. If you're taking I-15, that looks great. 20 minutes Draper to downtown if you'll be using the freeway. Eric?
Looks like dry roads going out to the mountains this morning. If you're on I-80 going to Park City or US 189 through Provo Canyon going out to Heber City, no trouble in either case. I-15 in Utah County running along at normal speeds as well from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Expect 24 minutes of drive time. Heather?
We have good speeds on all the major roadways through Weber and Davis County, but it does look like we have a road closure. This is west of I-15 in the Layton, Syracuse area. It's 2200 west. It is closed between 1000 North and Hillfield Road in both directions. So if you normally take that road, you'll have to find an alternate route. Are market losses wrecking your retirement? Get a complimentary review and ascent plan from Teton Wealth Group. Let Teton help you save your retirement. Visit TetonGroup.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast. And how warm does it get, Grant?
Well, after a cool day on Thursday where highs were stuck in the mid-40s, we're going to warm things back up for the weekend today. Sunny, high 53. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy up to 62, so we'll keep warming. And Sunday up to 65, but Sundays when storms work their way back into the forecast, we'll see some scattered showers on Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday morning. Temperatures, though, will stay level in the 60s, so we really won't cool down despite the fact that we'll have some storms. Wednesday up to 67, and then Thursday down to 62. I'm Ben Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's cold this morning, right now 30 degrees.
Well, doesn't look like the markets are actually reacting in a major way, the futures markets anyway, to the unemployment numbers we just talked about, the jobs numbers. We'll check that and the rest of your money news when we come back here on KSL.
Spend time together as a family, learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Segal Books, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99. They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag. On sale now for just $19.99. Call your local Segal bookstore for curbside pickup or purchase online at segalbook.com.
Hi, Matt with True Wrench Carpet Cleaning here. Cleaning has become more important than it has ever been. We all have been given great guidelines from the CDC. If your surfaces are dirty, clean them. Cleaning carpeted floors, rugs, upholstery, and tile floors is a great step for all of us to take. We're aware of concerns surrounding COVID-19. We are taking the necessary steps here at True Wrench to keep you and our employees safe. If you've been thinking about having your office or home cleaned, or they just need it, call us today. We have amazing specials right now. We will clean four rooms of carpet for only $99. That's four rooms for $99. Call 801-226-6827. 801-226-6827. That's 801-226-6827. We're in this together. Keep things clean. True Rents. Better rents, better claims.
Some financial advisors only do stock market-based investments and call themselves well-rounded and independent. Hogwash. A true financial advisor should always have your back and have access to more, not less. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. We too love the stock market for long-term accumulation, but when you're preparing for your retirement, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Look at what's going on. Again, Trajan Wealth has savings vehicles that go up when the market goes up, but don't go down when the market goes down. Up when the market's up, but are guaranteed never to lose. Guaranteed never to lose. We're available virtually and can do everything over the phone. So let's get a plan. Get some guarantees. You've heard me for years. Now it's time to get serious. Enough is enough. You must agree. We can do everything over the phone. So call 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
All guarantees based upon the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
And the news is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Apple is telling employees their retail stores will remain closed at least until early May. Apple has about 270 U.S. stores, which were shut down last month.
KSL Drives, organizers of the Beijing Auto Show announced this morning the show will be pushed back from later this month to sometime in late September or October. The epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak was in Hubei Province, China, where the city of Wuhan is home to many automotive factories.
More interruptions too to your entertainment. Hollywood is announcing more movies that will be delayed by their release date. Sony says that Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, no loss there, is going to be released January 2015. But here's one people were looking forward to. Paramount says Top Gun Maverick will hit theaters, but not until December 2nd.
Oh, wow. Let's take a look now at your money at this moment. The Dow futures down just 129. You mentioned that they were not reacting as strongly as we thought after those numbers from unemployment. Let's see. Their Dow futures down just 0.5%. We're at 21,148. S&P futures down 10.9. That's 0.4%. NASDAQ futures down 37.5. That's 0.5%.
Subscribe to KSL's daily Three Things You Need to Know newsletter. Every weekday, we promise to deliver quality and high-value content to your inbox. No ads, no spam, no fake news. Just the top three things you need to know to stay informed about the world and community around you. Subscribe today. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com or text the word inbox to 57500. That's inbox to 57500.
Are you stuck at home wondering what's coming next? Have you been feeling like maybe now would be a good time to know more about the signs and symbols prophesied about our day? Are you physically and spiritually prepared for the things ahead? Join me and thousands of others from around the world in the 25th International Book of Mormon Evidence Conference, being held in conjunction with the Firm Foundation Expo, which for the first time ever is going virtual. You'll explore critical LDS topics of our time, including signs of the times, world events, self-reliance and health, science and religion, as well as in-depth research on the Book of Mormon. With over 60 speakers such as Tim Ballard of Operation Underground Railroad, Craig Osler, BYU, Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens, and former Congressman Chris Cannon, you'll be streaming live great leaders, scholars, and experts in many fields from the comfort of your home, and you'll have access to their talks on our video streaming service for 3 months. So come join our first ever virtual expo by going to BookofMormonEvidence.org. Remember, that's BookofMormonEvidence.org.
It is time again this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
The signs of the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, include fever, cough, and shortness of breath, with severity ranging from mild to severe. Coronaviruses have existed as a cause for common respiratory illnesses. COVID-19 is a new strain. Currently, the risk you have is low unless you have traveled into an affected region where it has been spread throughout the area, or if you've been in close contact with someone who has been known to have the virus. If you are concerned that you could have COVID-19, then you can contact your doctor first or be screened by a Connect Care provider through a telehealth visit. Before you go to the doctor, call ahead and let them know about your travel and symptoms to limit potential exposure to others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you are sick yourself, stay home. For more information, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. Select Health recognizes that staying healthy is another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, housing lender, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, still have the crash at 70th South, 30th West in West Jordan. The good news, it looks like they've reopened eastbound traffic now on 70th South, so you can go between 32 and 2700 West, but westbound looks like it's still restricted by emergency vehicles. Looks good, I-15, Bangor Highway, 201 freeway through Salt Lake so far. Eric?
Still got a couple more cars than the other intersections over on State Street in Orem, right at 800 North. This is on the northbound side, and a little bit over on the eastbound side of 800 North going past that intersection. I-15 in Utah County continuing to look sharp. Normal travel times from Springville to Point of the Mountain. Heather.
No problems if you're up through Weber and Davis County. Good speeds on all the freeways as well as your city streets. Pretty quiet this time of the morning. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic.
All right, here's the way the weather shapes up and the 7-day looks really